Started in the nosebleeds, now I'm on the flow seas. First pick talent, undreaded to the home team. Sleeping on a nigga, now I'm living in my own dream. You can call me coach, cuz now I'm on my own team. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion.
Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of the Stats vs. Facts podcast, where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. We up here, that's all we speak. I'm your host, Ian, and it's just my man, Brian, here today. What's good with you?
Yeah, what's good?
Cool, man. Shane just, took the day off, like, no explanation. Like Brian said, no makeup day. Brian just said he's not feeling us today, so me and Brian gonna hold it down. And this is Overreaction Tuesday, so you already know we coming with the overreactions. Dang, I left my computer somewhere. But I'm in Shane's spot, so I guess I'll take over, his part of the show. So my first overreaction is, with this T-Law injury, the Colts are going to win that division.
Mm.
I think the Colts are like 6-4 or something like that. Can you confirm that real quick?
Yeah, because I'm on there. Oh, they're 7-5.
Colts are 7-5. And it looked bad. The ankle sprain... For those who didn't see, Trevor Lawrence got hurt in the Monday night football game. And really, that sealed any hope of them winning. I know the game was still close, but we know the way, first of all, the way the Bengals quarterback was hooping.
Yeah.
That man, oh my, what's his name? Bronin?
Yeah.
Jake Bronin. Like, bruh, it can ball. Oh my gosh. I mean, he does have weapons, but still, like, there's a lot of teams with weapons. Like, the Jets got weapons. They don't somebody give them ball. But So let me go back to the reaction, my bad. So the Colts, they're benefiting off a weak division. Texans, obviously, they did just beat the Broncos. But I think when they match up again, the Colts probably take that. And it does depend on how long Trevor Lawrence is out for. Because if he's just out, let's say, 2 weeks, I mean, more than likely that is two losses. Like, that's – I think they're back up C.J. Beathard. That's the bro from the Niners.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't bad, but now we'll also see maybe Ridley does have a better connection with him. Also, no Christian Kirk. That's the other thing. Christian Kirk out, Trevor Lawrence out. That's two big losses for that offense. They're not really known for defense. They're not bad on defense, but they're not really known for it. So, I mean, and they also gave up, 30-some points to the Bengals last night. So,
yeah.
I'll just leave it there. So, my first reaction is, with this T-Law injury, Colts will win that division.
Yeah, just looking at the next 2 weeks for the Jaguars, the next two opponents, and this is just assuming Trevor Lawrence misses 2 weeks. He may just miss 1 week, but next week they got the Browns in Cleveland, and then week after that they host the Ravens. So it's like two of the better defenses in the league. Your backup quarterback will potentially have to face, and those games are going to be dogfights with Trevor Lawrence playing. The fact that your backup quarterback might be playing.
Whew.
Yeah. I don't want that for anybody. But no, that is an overreaction. Nice bold prediction. I like it, though. I like it. For me, let's see here. Let me just go through this past week's action. Shout out, Ace.
You don't want to say nothing about your Lions. I know you. They was about to. I know if they would have lost, I know you would have said something to say. Sure, but that was still disappointing for them to allow that comeback.
Let me just look at something real quick. I just want to make sure I pull these standings up. Matter of fact, I don't even need the standings. Overreaction, Rams make the playoffs. Seahawks don't.
Okay.
Yeah, Seahawks falling apart. Seahawks, when the offense is clicking, the defense is not. When the defense is clicking, the offense is not. And when neither one of them are on point, it looks ugly as hell. So they're kind of like, they're getting to a point in the season where you don't want to lose stride. Whereas it seems the Rams are getting healthy. The Rams are finding like more camaraderie on their team. And I feel like they have a favorable schedule going forward. They got the Commanders in like 2 weeks. That's a win for them,
And they've been looking good without Cup being that guy.
Yeah, so they still, Sean McVay is still Sean McVay at the end of the day. As long as he has a quarterback that he can use that is decent and serviceable. And I'm not just saying that Matt Stafford is only decent or serviceable. But, I mean, at this point in his career, he might be.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just like them going forward over the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks are struggling. The Seahawks are having several injuries at the worst possible time. And, I mean, if you score 35 on the Cowboys and you still lose, even after having, like, multiple leads at any given point in that game, yeah, I think it's a wrap for you at this point. So, overreaction. Rams make the playoffs. Seahawks don't.
Yeah, I agree with what you said. Seattle just doesn't click at all. On the same time, like, when you look at their team, they don't have many holes. Like, they're really good everywhere. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Geno's not a top-tier quarterback, but he's not holding them back, like, severely. Like, he does hold them back to an extent, but not severely like a Blake Bortles and Jacksonville type quarterback. Yeah, so I agree. I'm going to combine two scores from this week.
Okay.
And you tell me, this would be pretty easy. Okay. Tell me what the two games were. So the away teams combined for 19 points, and the home teams combined for 8.
We got Falcons and Jets.
Mm-hmm.
So shit, if that's the 8.
Yep, 13-8.
Chargers, Patriots.
So, I think it was 2 weeks ago, maybe it was last week. It was Giants-Patriots last week.
Yeah.
And the clip came out. Lucky we asked the Jabril Peppers.
Yeah.
But I still to Shane, like, that was probably one of the worst games I've ever seen. Boy, Chargers went up them. Oh, my goodness. I thought 0-0 a half was crazy. To finish the game 6-0, you have a supposed-to-be high-powered offense in Chargers. And I get it. Belichick still has a defensive mind, sure. He takes away your best, his main thing is he always takes away your number one threat on offense.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But for you to have 6 points with Eckler, Keenan Allen, that and the receiver is just a bust at this point.
Yeah.
You can say it's too early. No, it's not.
Nah, he's
good. He is garbage. Eckler just doesn't do anything at this point. He's showing why they did not pay him. And then 6-0 is just crazy. Like, you, good job defense. Y'all didn't let the Patriots score, but oh my gosh, Chargers. Obviously, fire the coach. That's the first step. But it's more than that. 6 points against this team is crazy. You can say the 1 o'clock thing. Still, 6 points crazy. Now to the Falcons side, Desmond Ridder back in. They still. I think Kyle Pitts had 4 catches. That was cool. But still, like, I don't know what's going on over there. Jets have a good defense. I'm not about to sit here and say, like, the Falcons should have blown them out. I wouldn't have been surprised if the Jets won. But this game, these two games are probably some of the two of the worst games I've ever seen. That might be the overreaction. But if you combine these games, it was luckily there were some other good games this week.
Yeah.
But these two games were so bad. Like, seeing, just take away fantasy aside. Because, like, obviously, I had Breece Hall in a daily fantasy joint. Bro, did nothing. Like, nobody did anything from this game. So, my overreaction will be these two are the worst games I've seen this season. But I do want to chat about, because you said Rams. Rams did take care of the Browns pretty easily. That was tough.
Before you continue, I just want to point out of the 12 games that the Patriots have played, in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they scored a touchdown or less. Like, an even 7 points or less.
And they think Drake May is going to come in and fix it. That's what's crazy. We can just do one. I'll let you finish off with reactions, and then we can just chat.
No. Yeah. This is kind of, I don't even know if there's an overreaction or me just getting my shit off either. But if the MVP conversation is just going to be a quarterback award, the NFL just needs to come out and say that. Because there's no reason why Tyreek Hill's not getting any conversation. It is no reason why Tyreek Hill's not getting any conversation.
There's no reason why Brock Purdy's in the conversation.
It's not. There's no reason why he's the betting favorite right now.
Why is CM? I would think CMC's more of a deserves MVP more than Brock Purdy.
Like, I don't. Brock Purdy had 2 touchdowns and 100 yards on basically a Deebo Samuel slant pass and a Deebo Samuel screen. But he's supposed to be. You tell me he's leading vote. I mean, betting favorite, odds on favorite to get MVP right now. He's like +300, whereas Tyreek Hill's like +1600. Like, what are we doing here? Like, if it's just a quarterback award, just come out and say it. Like, that's fine. Like, just own up to it. But come on.
What has he done better than Lamar? Like, them that losing streak they went on was, you could literally blame that on Purdy. Mm-hmm. Like, Lamar has stayed pretty consistent, even though his weapons go down every week. But he loses somebody. Like, he's, mm-hmm. I don't see how he's not in that top five discussion.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. And even, like, even unbiased opinion here, you know, I was seeing conversation. I think First Take was talking about it earlier. But who's more deserving, MVP, Jalen Hurts or Dak? And I'm just like, I get why people would say Jalen Hurts, but if we talking about quarterback play, it's not even close who's been the better quarterback this season.
I just wouldn't say it out loud.
Nah, I wouldn't either. But like, that's why I didn't say anything. I just, you know, just left it up in the air. Let the viewers decide who I'm leaning toward. You feel me? But yeah, like, it's no question, like, who's been the better quarterback this season. Like, and, you know, people want to talk about total touchdowns, or most of your touchdowns are coming from 1 yard away. Like, what are we doing here?
That's why I hate the, I don't know, of course, this weeks ago now, but that comparison to him and Cam Newton, mm-hmm. it's like, yo, Cam's rush touchdowns are so yeah. different.
Like, Jalen Hurts rushing touchdowns this year are like Jamal Williams last year.
Maybe worse, because he's literally getting pushed in. Yeah. Not, we're not even hating, but that's just giving context.
That's not the tush push, like, it's right there, but. Yeah, the whole MVP conversation this season, I don't understand why Tyreek Hill is not getting more talk about. I mean, maybe he got to, for sure, break the record and then, like, break it by a bunch. I don't know, but it's crazy. I know if he played the Commanders every week, he would have had that jump by now.
Oh, for sure. Well, Shane's not here, so we definitely got some time. So we can recap individual games and, you know, really focusing on your section of the picks of the week. Mm-hmm. So with some games I want to focus on first, man, let's talk about the Chiefs.
Okay,
like
yeah.
Like this, okay, let's get the obvious, the pass, yes, it was pass interference. Like that's, mm-hmm. it was, but it wasn't called. Should they have been in this situation? No. Mahomes, he's still the best quarterback in the league. Like it's we're not trying to take anything away from him, but this is showing how much that contract matters. Because they cannot surround him with talent. I don't know if you saw that Kelce, what he said, it might have been last week, about he basically contemplates retirement every day. He's like, he wakes up in pain. He's like, it's not really worth it. He feels himself getting slower and all this stuff. And you mm-hmm. can see that in that game.
Yeah.
Like, some of the stuff, his routes were just like, oh, my gosh. Like, you are giving no effort. And it's just sometimes muscle. Like, he will run a route that no trick enough, just push a dude. Like, all right, now I'm going to catch it. And that's the only consistent weapon. He hasn't mm-hmm. been consistent. Mm-hmm. They're just struggling. And it's, at least we know it's not Mahomes. Like, we know Mahomes. But also, Mahomes is not perfect. He's the best quarterback in the league, but he is not perfect. Right. Some of the misses and his picks are very similar to Josh Allen's because he's forcing that joint in there. It's not like he's throwing it up in one-on-one coverage. Mm-hmm. Them joints be so forced sometimes. But to defend him, it's also like maybe that's the only way his receiver will have a chance. Like, let's just – it's 50-50 ball, and I guess somehow 90% of the time the defender gets it in the 50-50 ball chance. But let's talk about – what are your thoughts about that Chiefs and Packers game? Because Packers look good. We'll get, at least give them that with no
run. They did. Like, they definitely did. I thought – I mean, I know, like, there was a couple injuries during the game, but Jordan Love looked like he was in control the entire time. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to the Jordan Love, it's going to be good crew. but yeah, like he looked unfazed by the moment. He looked unfazed, you know, under pressure. Like that, obviously that fourth down conversion where he just, you know, somebody was down there somewhere. You know, to even attempt that pass in that moment, like you need confidence. You need trusting your receivers to come down and make the play. And it was, you know, perfect pass, perfect, you know, time for that kind of play. And then, you know, I just wish Christian Watson didn't get hurt at the end because, you know, he has potential, but he just can't stay on the field consistently. I don't understand what it is. But as far as the Chiefs side of things, you know, it's so weird how for years we were all saying, you know, the Chiefs had a consistent defense. Like, they'd be unbeatable. And now they have one of the best defenses in the league. But their offense seemed broken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yes, it's the lack of – oh, did I see Giannis hit a three?
Yeah, pull up.
Bro. Okay, I had to make sure I wasn't tripping. But yeah, but now just to see like how, you know, we knew that their receivers weren't good. I mean, even last year, like they didn't have the best receiving core. Like, yes, they had Kelsey, but it's not like Juju and Mecole Hardman or anybody else who were like, you know, really killing it or nothing like that. But just seeing them this year, and, you know, they can't seem to separate from anybody. Like the explosive game isn't working. And then when the receivers do get open, you got to hope that they catch the ball. You know, so I don't know what it is. And I don't even think like Mahomes' contract is really affecting them from, or like really affected them from going out and getting like better receiving options for him. I just think they wanted to put that money elsewhere. And just be like, look, we got the best quarterback in the league. You know, we'll see what happens. And we'll hope that our young guys develop. But Kadarius Toney ain't doing nothing. I don't know why they keep throwing Scott Moore the ball. I don't think I've seen him have a catch all season. I know I'm kind of sizing it a little bit because clearly he has. But with my two eyes, I haven't seen him have a catch all season. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, yeah, he a deep threat, but he can't separate. And when he do separate, is he going to catch it? So, yeah, like, it's weird. Like, the it's weird to see that the Chiefs, outside of Patrick Mahomes, the argument can be made their most consistent weapon this year is probably Pacheco. And that's with Travis Kelce like being there. Mm-hmm. So it's weird. Like, and I don't know if they're missing Bieniemy, Bieniemy's missing them.
I was thinking that
too. You know, like, but it's a weird dynamic. Just based on what's going on with that team right now.
Yeah, this reminds me of, and I always give basketball comparisons, but this reminds me of a mix between Mahomes going through what LeBron goes through of, in the offseason, LeBron gets all these players, and we're all like, okay, like he'll make something work out of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it's like they just forget to shoot, how to shoot, or something like that. And it's like that's what's going on with these dudes, because Darius Toney, I think, was a first-round pick, or a second-round, something like that. He might have been late first round or second round. He was a early pick, like not a second day. He was I'll say day one or day two type pick, something like that. Scott Moore, who people were hyping up to start the year because we were like, okay, somebody has to be the receiver one. Yeah. It might be Scott Moore. Rice might be their most consistent receiver.
Yeah,
and he's not like he's OC either. But I say the other comparison for me is like he's like Luka before Kyrie. Like, he's talking about Mahomes. He has all the talent in the world. We're not denying that. Flashy and all that. But Kelce at this point is like Porzingis. How Porzingis was in Dallas.
Yeah.
And it's just not enough for him. Right? Like you said, it might not be the contract or it's a mix of the contract, the lack of Eric Bieniemy being gone. It just looks like a lot, man. Lack of weapons, all that. So the other game... I mean, we won't have to spend too much time on this. Cardinals and Steelers. I was just surprised this Cardinals pulled this out 24-10. It was convincing. They had a big delay in this game. But what's funny is Trevor Lawrence, not funny, but Trevor Lawrence got hurt last night, and he got added to that quarterback graphic, the injuries this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I say last night because it was Monday. Sunday, Kenny Pickett got hurt, and he didn't even make that graphic. So, I've been thinking Trubisky's probably the better option at this point anyway. He didn't look good, though, coming in, but maybe you just need a week of practice with the starters. You got anything to say about that? Or you good?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably surprise of the week for me. Let me just run through the... Well...
There's two more games I'm going to talk to after.
Well, surprise win. like in terms of like who actually won that game, that would be surprise of the week. Not in terms of how somebody won, because the how, I mean, we could probably, I'll wait to discuss that one.
Yeah, that's the main one. Yeah, for sure.
But in terms of who won, that's surprise of the week for me, because I mean, they were, even without Kenny Pickett getting hurt, like they were probably going to win that game regardless. You know, it's not like, you know, if Trevor Lawrence ain't get hurt, Jaguars probably close that game out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was definitely surprise of the week for me.
Will Anderson breakout game. We just talked about him. I was like, man, I haven't heard of bro. Of course, he's like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. You hear me now. Brett balled out. Derek Stingley had the pick. That looked good. Dolphins Commanders. I'm surprised we limited them to 45. That was impressive of us.
They were nice to only score 45 points against us. They could have had 60 if they wanted.
Did you start their running back this week? Hey, what's the name? Devon Achane?
Nah, didn't.
This man just be snapped. I don't understand.
He's starting this week, but I ain't starting this past week.
Bro, like the Cam Thomas of the NFL. I don't understand people like that. Like, you literally, you're not a star, but every time you get the ball, even mm-hmm. let it be five carries, you going 80 yards or probably two scores. Like, bro, what is up with this?
Yeah.
Bengals, Jags, Bengals still look. Maybe it's the Jags defense, but it's prime time. We didn't expect him to show out. Prime time on the road, Jake Brown, and shout out to you. Mm-hmm. You got the dub. Texans finally ended that streak. Last thing. So the last game of the week, the main event, man. Mm-hmm. Niners, Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have – obviously, we're Commanders fans. I didn't care if the Eagles would have won this, but I did love seeing them lose because of the fact that matter of fact, I didn't even care if they lost. It's the way they lost, like mm-hmm. you said. Because mm-hmm. all I saw, I can't wait to play San Fran, man. I hate this team. As much trash they talk, we would have beat them even if they had Purdy last year. Like, I don't care. It just got tired of seeing it. It's like, okay, then let's just wait till, you know, y'all play each other. And, oh, my goodness.
Mm.
That's all I'm going to leave it to you. I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, like, it's a lot of layers to this. Like, the 49ers, it's so crazy. Like, the 49ers have been saying all offseason that they would have won. The game is in Philly, where the NFC Championship game was. I don't know if the whole team did, but, like, a lot of the players pulled up wearing all black,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I think except Purdy. Yeah. I think I saw Purdy or something
like else. 49 players, they, like, was interrupting pregame practice, like, everything was set up for the Eagles to shut them up, and it was just like, nah, we here.
Kadarius right. Toney was the first round pick, 20th pick overall, out of Florida.
You know how bad you got to be to make Jamin Davis look like a good pick? That's crazy. But, damn. But yeah, like, for all that to take place and then for that game to turn out how it did, like, that's... Whew. That's great. Like, the 49, they was out there hitting. It ain't seem like Philly had any interest in hitting. Like,
or even that last hit, I think it was on Swift. Yeah, like, the game is over. If not, it's like, nah, no, it ain't.
Yeah, I think he just got up. Like, for real. That was a hit. That hit was so powerful, the NFL Instagram posted that. And they don't even like big hits no more.
You talking about when he just got up. Now, that got to be the new meme. The NFL version of D-Lo. Still shooting threes. Swift still sitting there. They said that man got hit into the Tebow. That was the best one.
But yeah, so just to see that game play out like that. Like, and I was shocked. And I don't know. I question a lot of things that Nick Sirianni does. But obviously, Jalen Hurts cleared concussion protocol. But why even put him back in that game? Like, you see how the Niners hitting. You see how the hit that Hurts took, you know, that got him into concussion protocol just to get checked out and make sure everything was fine. The game is over at that point. You play Dallas on the road next week. Why even put Jalen Hurts back into a meaningless game at that point? So, I don't know. Hopefully the Eagles do what they need to do and beat Dallas this week, because you know how I feel about the Dallas Cowboys. Or the game ends in a tie, that'd be even funnier for me.
You think this makes the Niners like that team now?
Yeah.
I mean, they beat Dallas pretty handily.
They beat Dallas handily. They beat Philly handily. They beat Jacksonville handily. And I mean, like, their losses, you know, if you want to call the Browns game a fluke, okay. The Vikings game, they shouldn't have lost, and then they lost that game to the Bengals. But other than that, like, all their wins have been convincing. Mm-hmm. And
they show up when it matters.
Yeah, a good number of their wins have been against the upper echelon of the league. So,
unlike Dallas.
Exactly. So
they finally beat their first over 500 team, and they made them 500. So I wonder if that counts. I really want to know if that counts now.
Yeah, because they tried to lose that game. But, yeah, man, it's, whew. Yeah, that was an ass whooping.
Yeah, this, that one, well, I don't want to spend too much time on this one, but Keem hit me up, was like, yo, if Purdy wins MVP, yo, video really going to blow up. But, no, for that's true. But
hey, cold takes exposed. No, right. Hey, I'll send y'all the video.
That would be, bro. If he wins MVP and wins the Super Bowl, and I said he's not Super Bowl winning quarterback, oh my! I'm gonna delete the post. I'm not even gonna give people a chance.
I got the video saved. Bro.
But they look good. Like this. I understand. Not everybody gonna go undefeated. I'll put it like that. Like yes, you're gonna this the NFL. You can lose to bad teams. It's not a good look, but you can lose. It happens. But to show up when it matters and to put your foot on these teams' neck that are at the top with you, that's what's more impressive. Like, I don't care if you would have lost to – who's the worst team? Commanders. I don't care if the Niners – if we would have beat the Niners and – like, if we beat the Niners and they still take care of everybody else, that's what matters. Like, okay, we beat them. Like, that's – They went in FedEx Field thinking we were sweet, and that day we wasn't. Like, that's what it was. But they went into Philly. That's what it is, too. Philly's not an easy place to play. They went into Philly and straight curb stomp. Like, it was great, like, football to see. Like, even not saying it because I don't like the Eagles, nothing like that. But, everything was clicking for the Niners. I like to see that because they have all this talent on the field. And it was all clicking. George Kittle was getting off. Mm-hmm. Debo was getting off. Maybe Ayuk didn't snap like usual, but that makes it even more dangerous. Like, maybe if Ayuk gets his 100, then we really talking.
That what's his name, Juwan Jennings?
Yeah.
That stiff arm was
crazy. Number 15, right?
Yeah. Just tossed dude out of bounds and then scored the touchdown.
Every time I see 15 on nines, I think of Crabtree.
Yeah.
So, real quick, do you want to dive into this week's games?
Sure,
I mean, we're going through that anyway. Or do you want to discuss the college football playoff first?
Hey, let's talk about the college football playoff. Actually, we'll stick with NFL. Let's get into this week's games coming up and then dive into that because that's crazy.
All right, so this is your segment. You can give, like I said, we do have time though, but you can give what your lock of the week is, game of the week, and I guess that's really it. Lock of the week and your game of the week.
Well, lock of the week, Commanders still find a way to lose this week, even on the bye week.
We're going to be the first team to do it?
Yeah, first team to lose on the bye week. We should call it in now. Lock of the week. I don't even have a result on this game. Patriots-Steelers is going to set offensive football back 50 years.
Bro, you saw that tweet. It was like, if you betting on this, you need to call it.
That might be 3-0.
The addiction number.
Or maybe 5-0. The field goal.
It might
safety.
Be nothing. Nobody might score.
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky versus
Zappy.
Oh yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah, if you got either one of those defenses in fantasy, that might carry your team this week.
And I think because the in-season tournament, there are only like 2 days of games left this week.
Yeah.
And Thursday, I don't think it's any games. So they're like forcing us to watch. Like that SpongeBob meme, like force your eyes open. That's what it is with this Patriots-Steelers game.
Listen, let me tell y'all right now. Thursday, this Thursday, just go hang out with your family. call up your friends. Take your girl out. Do something.
That's when you got to hit your girl. But look, I'm choosing you over football
you
today.
Feel me? Like, do something other than watch that abomination that's going to be on Prime Video. But yeah, lock of the week. Give me Ravens over Rams for lock of the week. Couple upsets. I like the Bears over the Lions this week.
Okay, I like that one.
Let's see, what's another upset I'm really feeling? I'm just looking at
the. You said Titans over Dolphins?
Nah.
That might even get worse than us. Will Levis? Sam Howell had a better. What? I forgot. So what's up with Terry, man? I mean, I know it's not his fault, but boy, that his stock is dropping. Like we all, as Commanders fans, we defend him anyway because we actually watch his game.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, the rest of the world now can talk trash because it's like, yeah, this.
I'm like, I know Terry McLaurin did not like did forget how to stop playing football. Like that didn't happen.
So we have the NFL's leading passer and our number one receiver don't be doing nothing.
None of our receivers have a catch over 40 yards this year. And only Curtis Samuel has a 100-yard game.
I definitely didn't know that. Yeah. That's crazy. I would not have started Terry this week. Brogan zero. And I would have won if I didn't start
him. Oh, my God. Upset. Another upset. Panthers over Saints. Panthers. It's a scheduled upset.
Win, second win of the season?
Second win of the season.
I like it, though.
Fired your coach. Division opponent. The Saints, another one of them teams that, hey, it's looking spooky.
They really got to look. This year, like, I know when they make NFL rules, it takes place the next year, but they might got to implement something now that's like division winners don't automatically make it.
Yeah.
Because of the NFC South.
Slight bold prediction. Winner of this Buccaneers-Falcons game wins the division.
I like that.
And another pick for give me Philly in a blowout over Dallas. By blowout, the spread is, damn, Dallas is favorite 3.5. I'm going to say a blowout, but Philly wins that convincingly. Maybe by a touchdown.
Is that your game of the week?
Oh, easily.
Okay. I'm a steal part of your segment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say I really, really, really tapped into Bills and Chiefs. Like, I know, in the past, Mahomes gets the best of them. But these two teams are struggling. Like, that's what makes it very interesting. Like,
yeah, that is true. That
these
is
two true. Teams are struggling. I don't think it's a better game than the Eagles and Cowboys. That's a divisional game. Two best teams in the NFC. But Bills, if they get one more loss, they're literally not in the playoffs.
Stick a fork in them. Yeah. They lose that game, stick a fork in them.
Chiefs, y'all can afford the loss because y'all division is so bad. But if y'all lose to the Bills, it's going to be a lot of teams that can predict how to beat y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, obviously now I've seen, I think it was when they played the Dolphins. Did they beat the Dolphins though? They did beat the Dolphins. But I remember they were like damn near triple teaming Kelsey. And that's obviously the go-to anyway, especially if you can leave these receivers open, they're just going to drop it.
Mm-hmm.
So that game is going to be real good. And I love that it leads into the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Niners and Seahawks should be interesting. Like you said, Seahawks aren't clicking at all at the same time, but hopefully if they do, that makes that game interesting. But if not, Niners might.
It's amazing how high quality the games are when the Commanders aren't ruining my TV. Like, just amazing.
See, you gotta be like me, man. I just watch Red Zone, even when we play. Hold up. There's two Monday night games a week at the same time. They both start at 8:15. Packers and Giants and Titans and Dolphins.
What?
Like, I'm not. It's not a glitch, right? You see this too?
Yeah. Wait. What? At
the exact same time? Not even an hour difference. Luckily, I don't care about either team, but I mean either game. But that I don't know who I. We know the Dolphins going to just punish the Titans.
We know the Packers going to punish the Giants.
So I don't.
Who decided this?
but this is. That's next week. Because remember we talked the Monday night games can't be flexed, but they did say Chiefs and Patriots got flexed out on Monday night.
Yeah.
What's that game? I don't even know when it is now. But
next right. Sunday at 1.
All right, so yeah, that's all I can say is Bills and Chiefs for me. Some ugly games. I'll do the opposite of you. Instead of good games of the week, yeah, let's do ugly games. We got... But obviously, Pages Steelers, nothing going to beat that. Colts and Bengals is ugly. Yeah. Jaguars, Browns. These backup quarterbacks are about to go crazy.
CJ Beathard versus Joe Flacco.
Broncos, Chargers. This should be a good game, but I guarantee it will be ugly. Vikings, Raiders, that's ugly. Dobbs, I still don't know who the Raiders quarterback is. Because I turn on the TV, I see number 4. It look like Derek Carr.
And it's not Derek Carr.
Texans, Jets. That's going to be interesting because the Jets defense is good and CJ Stroud's a rookie. Not saying Stroud's a bum, but he could struggle in that matchup.
Does Zach Wilson decide to play or no?
Bro, that storyline is hilarious, though.
Those you saw they released Tim Boyle.
They released him?
Yeah.
Bro, I did not know that.
It's Tim Boyle. Yeah.
Dog. They like, nah, you don't have a choice. Bro, so who's the other quarterback on the team?
They signed Brett Rippin. Yeah.
That, bro.
Yeah, but they released Tim Boyle. I'm like, that's crazy.
That's insane. Bro, I got one game in, right? Maybe a game and a half.
I think he had two starts.
Two starts, but still. Zach Wilson got more than that.
Getting cut after two starts is crazy.
Why not just put him back to the bench? He can't be that bad, bro. Atlanta's defense ain't sweet, isn't it? All right. I'm not even going to do this. Tim Boyle. Yeah, so Broncos Chargers, I'll go back to that real quick. That game could be interesting. I just think it's ugly. It could be ugly because both these teams, one, nobody cares about them at this point anymore. Mm-hmm. That's all. Who cares? Like, but they should. They both are even. Like they mm-hmm. both evenly suck and are good at times. So, Titans Dolphins. Best we can get. Best I can hope for is, Dolphins go up early, and Hop get some late receiving yards. But I don't know because Ramsey's still there. Ramsey's still looking good, man. I know he just played. Terry, which was nothing to him. But that's it. So let's get into the college football, man. Everybody knows, or who don't know, mm-hmm. I grew up a Michigan fan. That's always been my team. No matter how many other teams I've changed, because obviously Panthers was first too, Michigan has never changed. LSU is very close second. Mm-hmm. But Michigan, for the first time in my entire life, we are ranked number one. And I want to put an asterisk, because it was 97, but I obviously wasn't watching football at one.
Yeah.
So, first time in my entire life, we're ranked number one. How did the college football reward us? We do what we need to do. We take care of the Big Ten. We beat Ohio State. We take care of Iowa in the Big Ten championship. You know what? NCAA's like, we'll give y'all the number one seed. We'll mm-hmm. give it to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all going against Bama. Y'all will go against probably the best team there is left.
Yeah.
How's
it feel?
I'm just going to enjoy this moment here. As soon as the joint released, G going to text me a screenshot of a game 4 years ago when we played in the bowl game. I'm like, first, I'm not going to just admit we're going to lose. So I'm like, bro, this screenshot is from 4 years ago. You think I care about this? None of the players that were there now are here right now.
Literally.
We don't care.
Bo Nix might have been an over.
Nah, for real. So I was also glad. It's weird because I am worried about playing Bama, obviously, but I'm glad. Somewhat glad we're not playing Texas. Some people like Texas should have been the team that didn't make it. Texas is legit. Like, I don't know what people are watching.
That offense is crazy.
And growing up, even like Texas high school was always the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And people, so most of the time they go to the school in state if you got a school like that. So Texas still is elite. Washington, I get they're undefeated. I'm not the biggest fan of them. I feel like they can get smacked by a lot of teams. I think the Pac-12 is very sweet this year. Sure, Oregon's fine. I'm not a big fan of them either. But they were undefeated and they took it to the Pac-12. So they did what we, same thing. They're like us. Obviously, the topic is Florida State. People are mad. You have to get why, though, like that happened to y'all.
Man, don't nobody want to see y'all backup quarterbacks, man.
Like,
don't nobody want to see y'all backup quarterbacks in the playoffs, man, because we know exactly what was going to happen. We know exactly what would happen. And y'all know exactly what would happen. That's why y'all mad. Nobody want to see that shit.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm about to give a terrible example. And I mean terrible, like this is why they should have let Florida State in. But picture like NFL did this. They allowed to pick the teams before they go.
Uh-huh.
Carson Wentz goes down with the Eagles. Like, oh, hell no. We don't want to see Nick Foles. Whole time Brucken went to Super Bowl. But that is what it is like. Yeah. But like we really don't want to see it, though. Like,
no. No.
Gosh, like, it's different if maybe the quarterback was like, bro from Bama. Mm-hmm. I can't think of his name right now.
Milrow, something like that.
It'd be different if it's like him where, okay, he goes down, but we know there's a whole unit behind him. Like, no, this was their star player. Yeah. Like, it's not like he's just, he's a game manager. Like, no, he was that guy on that team. It would have happened If Penix would have went down, that's like Penix. Nobody would care to see Watts in the playoffs, bro.
No.
But this is also to the point of we need to extend that from four teams. Like, it is no reason why it's only four teams in it.
I don't like that 12 team, though.
No, 12 is too much. Yeah, I think 6, 7, or 8. If you do odd number, obviously the one seed gets the bye. That's fine. Somewhere between 6 to 8, 12 is too much too. Maybe 10, top 10, but yeah, 12 is definitely too much.
Like, I seen some earlier that if they use the 12 team format this year, Liberty would have been in.
Who?
Liberty.
No.
Like, what are we talking about here?
Did we drop out of? I mean, have I like not seen the news? Are there no more? Because college football always had Division I and then like Division I AA or FCS.
Mm-hmm.
Is that no longer a thing? Because I do see teams like JMU are like getting close to being ranked. And it's like y'all were Division or FCS, whatever it was.
Now they still have FCS, but they moved up.
So you can get ranked now. Yeah. Liberty was in that division too.
Yeah. The problem was, and that's the thing with JMU this year. I think JMU was undefeated, but they wouldn't let like JMU participate in any bowl games because they don't want teams moving up and down in the divisions. But it's like JMU been like that though. So I don't know. But
it's like UCF years ago when they went undefeated and didn't qualify for anything.
Yeah, but how much you think y'all gonna lose by?
Boy.
Giving Nick Saban a month to prepare.
I've always hated that one thing.
If it was next week, I would feel different. But giving Nick Saban a month to prepare, nah.
It's going to be a dub. Like, we're going to lose by 20 plus. But I've never liked that about college football. And I know a lot of NFL players, especially this year, I don't know what it is. And NBA players do the same thing. They tweet, they're like, man, college football is hard to watch. And I was like, I don't like when people say that because it's maybe the games y'all watch. Maybe y'all just watch y'all alma maters, and 9 times out of 10, y'all came from like Northeastern, not even Northwestern. And of course, that's hard to watch because y'all were probably old linemen and there wasn't nothing else to watch there. Mm-hmm. So, college football is still fun to watch. Like, it's definitely lit. Remember, it's the tweet gun now going viral. Them first 3 weeks, everybody's Colorado fans. Man, that was lit. My family was going, hey, Colorado win. They don't know nothing about football. Nothing. My mom was even watching them joints.
And they won one game since then.
Crazy. But, no, that month off is just ridiculous. Yeah. Like, it makes no sense. 2 weeks top should be it. But giving any team a whole month off, I mean, it's even because you're both rusty. But still, yeah, like you said, Nick Saban. I trust Nick Saban more than Jim Harbaugh, obviously. Jim Harbaugh, if you leave, man, fuck you. Because I hear the rumors about him going to Chicago. I wouldn't even mind that, but damn, bro, don't leave Michigan. You brought us back up. But no, I don't. I'm still going to bet money on us because we're going to be like big underdogs probably. And, you know, even $5 might win us $100. But I don't know, man. It's looking like a Texas-Bama championship game, which is a rematch.
Mm-hmm. Call McCoy's revenge.
Ooh, Texas beat Bama, right?
Nah, Bama beat Texas.
Who's Bama's lost to?
Oh, wait, you're talking about this year?
Yeah, this year.
Yeah, Texas beat Bama. Yeah.
And Texas, Texas has a loss. Who's Texas
lost? They lost to, I think, who did they just play?
In the Oklahoma State, I think, in the championship.
They lost to somebody.
Let me see.
Want to say Oregon? No, it wasn't Oregon State. I'm tripping.
Hold up, I got their schedule now.
Yeah, pull that because I can't remember off the top of my head right now.
I'll say Super Bowl. Oh, Sugar Bowl. I thought it was going to say Super Bowl. Washington. No, that was last. That was the last game last year. Oklahoma. They lost to Oklahoma by 4. So they didn't get embarrassed or anything like that. So that's their only loss of the year. It just sucks seeing Georgia. Only thing I'm going to say left is Georgia. It sucks for them. They were on, what, a 20-some game win streak?
Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
I mean, but they didn't win the most important game.
Mm-hmm.
But I am glad. No, Georgia was one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if Georgia, hypothetically, let's just say Georgia won. If Georgia beat Bama, Georgia would have stayed one.
Mm-hmm.
I assume we would have been two. I would have much rather played Washington. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think we would have played Washington.
No, y'all would have cooked Washington.
Oh, man. Sure. But now us getting Bama is just like, bro. Same thing for Washington. Washington getting rewarded playing Texas is like, dog, can we get a bye week or something? Like, us playing them in the runner-up joint is crazy. But what's your prediction? Oh, you're saying
well, first of all, as currently stands, y'all are actually favored.
That's they're trying to move the money.
Yeah.
You know how that, they got a month. They gonna move that joint. They trying to move that money.
Yeah, y'all minus 120. But yeah, it's looking like a it's looking like a Texas Alabama rematch. And wouldn't that be some shit if Alabama won it again?
I would really hate it because we've got the some, and this is crazy to say because they only had one loss a year, but we've kind of watched the Nick Saban downfall. Mm-hmm. And again, I say it's crazy to say because, you know, from the outside looking in, it's like, yo, they're in the playoffs. They have one loss. Like, Nick Saban's still him. But what people don't realize is when this NIL thing took off, Nick Saban was, like, so against it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously he has he's coaches the state right next to him in Georgia, which is like, all right, you don't want to adapt to it, I'll adapt to it. And we saw Dabo Sweeney's like, yeah, he's really suffering from it. It's like, yeah, Nick Saban got lucky because at least people still like, okay, it's still Bama though.
Yeah.
Like maybe Nick Saban tripping, but it's still Bama. Dabo's like, bro, Clemson is not good enough for us to suffer not getting NIL deals. So he's struggling. But it's weird seeing, my point is, it's weird seeing Nick Saban basically bounce back from this because it looked like, you know, Georgia out-recruited him.
Mm-hmm.
Was just pure dominant over him. And nope, when it came down to it, even the beginning of the year, the quarterback was struggling for Bama. And when it came down to it, Bama did what they needed to do. And, like, I didn't even watch a second of the game because I was just so sure Georgia was going to take care of them. But nope, that's it, man. Anything else you want to say about that, college football?
Nah, man. I mean, it's tough for Florida State, but, you know, it is what it is, the game of the game. Like, nobody will see your backup or third-string quarterback playing.
You know? It's just you here today, man. Do you want to do guest the player?
Yeah.
All right, that I got. Let me
get matter of fact, I'm going to pull one up for you, too.
Oh, gosh. All right, man. We'll start off. I already got this guy loaded up. This is co-main event of the show. Guess the player. I give Brian stats, accolades. He has to guess who this player is. We're just not going to take all day doing it, but Brian's good at this. So.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I didn't even know this. Oh, my God. Okay. This guy's a running back. First round pick. No longer in the league. He played from 05 to 2014. He played for four different teams. He was really known in college. Like, he was a baller in college. He was good in the league, too. But he only had one 1,000-yard season. You still know this guy, though. He's not like he was a bum. He had two 900-yard seasons. He finished his career with 5,391 yards and 38 touchdowns.
That's it.
Yep, that's it. Only played – actually, he played for both conferences, but – he played three of the four teams were all in the AFC, and he's a one-time Pro Bowler. And that's where I'll leave it for now. You can ask your questions or get some guesses out the way. That was a top five pick.
He was a top five pick?
He was actually the second pick. I never knew that.
Oh, hell no.
It says first round, second overall.
What?
I never knew this.
Okay.
I feel like a casual. Oh, my goodness.
Did he ever play alongside another popular running back?
Yes. So you know where we're going.
Okay.
The question is, which running back is it?
Was he famous for, like, a certain phase in the NFL?
Give me what you mean.
Like, a certain formation.
You could be right, but I want to say he was right before. But you definitely could, because the team is right. But I want to say he was right before it, but maybe he was it.
Okay. I'm Ronnie Brown.
It is Ronnie Brown.
Okay.
Running back in college was who?
You said what?
Who was the running back he was paired with in college?
Oh, in college?
Yeah, it was college he was paired with the running back.
Oh, shit. I was thinking in the NFL.
Who was the NFL running back you were thinking of?
Ricky Williams.
I did not know they played together.
Yeah, Ricky Williams was still on the Dolphins.
Oh, my God. Did not know that.
Okay, wait. Where did Ronnie Brown go?
Auburn. There was a 1-2 punch. The other running back went to another team in Florida, too.
Was that Cadillac?
Cadillac.
They had both of them?
Yes.
Wait. Damn. Yeah, I don't remember that. That's crazy. He went second overall?
Bro, second. Nah, bro. This is crazy. I just looked up Kyle Williams, just confirmed. They did go to school together.
Yeah.
Ronnie Brown, first round pick. Second pick overall. As a running back,
uh-huh.
Auburn. Cadillac Williams, first round pick, fifth overall from Auburn. These dudes had two running backs go top five from the same school. I've never heard of that. How do I not remember this?
Who was their quarterback?
Let me see.
You know who their quarterback was, bro.
Jason Campbell.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't even need
that. Who also went first round.
That's the only quarterback from Auburn I know of in Cam. And no Knicks.
Hold on, let me pull up some.
Bruh, I did not know that. And I'm pretty sure the first pick that year was Alex Smith. Cause
yeah.
I remember NBA and NFL both had number one picks from Utah. Cause NBA was bogey.
Let me think of somebody real quick.
All right, what do you think? I'm just going to read off the 2005 class. We got Alex Smith, Ronnie Brown. Bro, these names. Braylon Edwards. I got to keep some of these for the guest player. Cedric Benson. So three running backs went
in the top. Bro, if that happened in today's league.
Adam Jones, Pac-Man, for those who don't know. Ooh, what a bust. Troy Williamson.
Oof.
Okay, Antoine Roe, Carlos Rogers. Oh, boy. Mike Williams. Detroit Mike Williams, not the Mike Williams on the Chargers.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Ware. They put Hall of Fame next to his running. Big letters. Sean Merriman. Tackle Jamal Brown, Thomas Davis, Mr. Four torn ACLs. any other names? And Marcus Spears. Okay.
Hey, Swaggoo. Hey, Swaggoo.
Mark Clayton, Aaron Rodgers, Jason Campbell. Aaron Rodgers and Jason Campbell went back to back.
I'm so sick about that. Just think about that for a second. Let that man name for a second.
Now, you know what's funny? This before I forget, because I wanted to take this before the pod. For those who don't know, this Brom and I'm Adoka, whatever my first name is, they went at it in the game. You know what's hilarious about them too?
What?
You know they were rookies together?
Stop it.
Bro, Adoka's rookie season was 03-04, dog. These dudes was rookies. Seeing Marcus Spears' name just reminded me of that. It's like, yo, some of these dudes are still playing. None of these 05 dudes are playing. But I was like, golly, bro. Seeing that is crazy. They was really rookies together. And Udoka's what, his 30-year coaching?
Bro.
No, he was an assistant coach for the Spurs for years.
Yeah, he's been coaching for a minute.
Lofa Tatupu. That man was in this draft, too. Bro, the casuals don't know, man. Nah,
they not going to know who that is. He was like that.
Bro, he was nice.
He was like that.
Oh, Frank Gore was in this class, third round. Damn, Charlie Fry. It was another Alex Smith. There's one. Channing Crowder. Okay. Shout out to Pivot. Justin Tuck was in this class. Oh, boy. Here you go, your man. Third round pick. 81st overall. Richie Incognito. Dominique Foxworth. Okay, ESPN. Y'all putting on. All
right, let's see. Orton. All right, I got somebody for you.
All right, bet. Marion Barber.
This So this player was a first round pick in the 2007 draft.
Okay.
I feel like we might have used him before, but I'll see if you get it.
I guarantee I still probably won't get it.
he is a 3-time Pro Bowler.
Okay.
Let's see. He's played for three teams, all three of them in the same conference.
Okay.
He's probably more so known for one team.
Offense. Okay.
Tight end.
Was he a top 10 pick? I mean, you don't even have to answer that. I'm asking because I'm wondering if he wasn't, Who was the first pick in that class? Just so I know it was seven.
He wasn't a top 10 pick. First pick that's was greatest one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen,
Jamarcus Russell. Okay. Tight end. And he's not in the league anymore, obviously. No. 16 years of BLC for a tight end. So tight end, three teams, same conference. Mm-hmm. Any accolades?
Three-time Pro Bowler.
Oh, you did see.
Yeah, three-time Pro Bowler.
Shit.
He's, let me see. Oh, no.
07, tight end.
He was a Pro Bowler for three straight seasons.
Winslow.
No.
Winslow Jr. Just, they ain't killing these niggas. Tight end. Did he go to a big college?
Oh, yeah.
Not Iowa though. The way you said, oh yeah, it wasn't tight end. You was
nah. He probably went to the most famous college.
Oh shit!
If you think college football is probably the most famous college,
and it's dang, you said it's not Winslow because Winslow did Winslow go to Alabama?
No.
Oh,
they went to the same school.
Oh, Winslow and the dude.
Yeah.
Hold up! What?
Yeah.
So you think of college football, and it's not Bama, not Georgia.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty much irrelevant now, but they still have that mystique. Like, they're still famous.
Notre Dame?
No.
USC?
No.
God damn, okay.
Like, think of a college that is completely irrelevant now, but they still one of the most famous colleges for college football.
Florida.
You're close.
State. Miami, U.
Yeah, U.
07, that's awesome.
Yep.
Three teams. Hold up. Panthers.
That was the second team.
Panthers was the second team?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I never knew that. What? Oh, shit. All the same conference. Mm-hmm. Giants?
Nope.
Greg Olsen. It wasn't the NFC. Anybody in the NFC West?
Nope.
Because I can't picture him in there. Who's in the NFC North? Vikings, Packers, Bears.
Yep.
Okay. I feel like I remember. That was his third. That was the last team, wasn't it?
Well, that was the team that drafted him. He was drafted, but he played four seasons for the Bears, and then got traded to then got traded to the Panthers. Cam rookie year.
Bruh, his rookie. Bro, what is going on? I probably knew that and just forgot. All right, I'm down to the third team.
Because last year, we only played for 1 year. That was his final year.
Our division?
No.
So, he's NFC South?
West.
So, he did play in the West. Well, I said.
Oh, I thought you were talking about for the first team that he was with. Nah, he played in the NFC West, but his last season.
Seattle.
Yep.
Okay. Greg Olsen. That's solid. All right, for the main event of the show. New main event. We just, do what guys do when they free time, man. We just name random players.
Yeah, this is why we crazy with just the both
of us. Just two of us, man. So first one to we'll give each other 5 seconds, man. Five seconds. To answer it. First one to take more than 5 seconds or say the repeated name, they're out.
Mm-hmm.
This is just us two, so that ends the game. We're gonna randomize the team right here, right now. So far we've used the Bears and Chargers last week. Okay.
Yeah.
And shout out Keem. Keem was mad that I didn't say Quentin Jammer.
Did the Chargers last week. Oh, my God. How does Keem even know that name? Who we got? Oh, no.
Colts, let's go. So we're starting with the Colts. You want to start or you want me to start?
Johnny Unitas.
Son, okay. All right, so Johnny Unitas' first pick. Give me Shaq Leonard.
Anthony Gonzalez.
Mike Hart, running back from Michigan.
Jeff Saturday.
Andrew Luck.
Joseph Addai.
Reggie Wayne. Ooh.
Marvin Harrison.
Edgerrin James.
Dallas Clark.
Dwight Freeney.
Peyton Manning.
Malik Hooker.
Zaire Franklin. Is that his name?
Yeah, that is. I'm out. My name was going to be LeRon Landry. That was.
He did play for them.
I know, but I was counting 5 seconds in my head, and I thought of the name right after 5 seconds. Man, let's go one more team, man. All right, us two.
All right,
Resume. All right, bet. Spend it. No, 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 bro. For those who don't know, it's on the Commander / Redskins, and we're obviously both fans. The Bryant is very much, you know, superior.
I'll give you 10 seconds. I'll give you 10 seconds,
bro. This is about to be crazy. Oh my god! Let's log in.
I'm taking the most random.
I know. That's about to kill me. All right, here we go. Mark Brunell.
Joey Galloway.
Carlos Rogers.
Willie Parker.
Vernius Coles.
Albert Haynesworth.
Chris Cooley.
Fred Davis.
Vernon Davis.
Malcolm Kelly.
Santana Moss. I'm just talking to you.
Chris Samuels.
Ron Landry.
Rod Gardner.
Fletcher Baker. That's tough.
Who?
London Fletcher Baker.
Oh. Sean Springs.
Jason Campbell.
Patrick Ramsey.
Grossman. He played for us, right?
Yeah. John Beck.
Dotson. The first one. TCU Dotson.
Dotson, this one.
Alfred Morris.
Oh, shit. Matt Jones. I think that was his name.
Ryan Sheriff.
Ryan Clark.
Morgan Moses. I think that's the name, right?
Yeah. Rocky McIntosh.
Bruh. What's bruh's name from Temple? Why can't I think? Ryan Kerrigan. But that's not what I was thinking of, though.
Brian Arakpo.
Damn, that's what I was going to, too. Ioannidis. Matthew Ioannidis. That's what.
Chase Young.
RG3.
Kirk Cousins.
DeSean Jackson.
Shit, Pierre Garçon.
Holy shit. Jordan Reed. I don't know. I don't think we said him yet.
Logan Thomas.
Oh, God.
This is
this is frustrating, bro. Daryl Green. Let's go. Ooh.
Fred Smoot.
Oh, shit. Every time I think I'm about to, I'm good for a minute. Obviously, I'm past the 5 seconds, but I'm still.
I'm giving you 10 for this one.
Bro, this is crazy. Clint Portis. I'm trying to think of somebody harder, but
Liddell Betts.
Oh, Champ? I don't think he said champ yet.
Okay, champ, baby. Sean Taylor, obviously.
Heineke. Oh,
my God. Garrett Gilbert.
We can run through quarterbacks. Well, I should have just picked position for this joint. I guess Gibson. Antonio Gibson.
Antonio Pierce.
Oh my god, dog. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I'm done. I can't. That's just of all teams, bro. I wish Shane was here for this one. Oh my gosh, bro. Of all teams in Orlando. And of all people to be on this podcast with. Jeez.
Son.
But all right, so we did so far Bears, Chargers, Commanders. Who was the first one we did? Today?
Colts.
All right, so we remember that. Anything you want to get off your chest before we end off?
Good weekend of football coming up. Hope all your parlays hit except for Ian's.
I lost so much last night.
Yeah,
man.
That's what I like to hit. But yeah, that's it for me.
I'm trying to think of anything NBA. Shout out this NCAA tournament, man. It looks legit now.
Yeah,
man.
I ain't going to fake. I'm kind of locked in, man.
No, for real.
I was hating on it 2 weeks ago.
I don't understand, you know, I don't understand the previous rounds, but I get this one.
Man, once you get to the serious shit, it's like, okay, bet. No, I'm locked in.
The Final Four, for sure.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
I think that's really it. No more. This week is real dry for NBA. No trades, nothing big.
Shout out to everybody that bought GTA 5 when it came out. You were probably a minor or just barely legal. And they just announced GTA 6, and it's still not coming out for another 2 years. So you're going to be a grown-ass adult by then.
They didn't even say when in 2025.
That's going to be December 31st, 2025.
New Year's Eve, 11:59. You're going to drop that joint.
That joint 2 years away.
And people still going to be waiting for it.
Me.
Well, But we appreciate y'all for listening, man. Tap in next week's Disaster Facts podcast, and we.